I'm concerned about how my brain initially parsed you saying, speaking of manticores, the road is heavily patrolled.
For manticores, I'm sure, not by manticores.
So
I presume.
It's 11.
Yes.
The ox is well protected.
The button has once again, for the first time, for the last time, for the, actually I haven't been keeping track of how many times, has been buttoned.
The, by my count, 13th time this season. Oh no, I'm doing the math wrong. For the 7th time this season.
It depends on which button.
Oh, true. I was thinking it was twice per adventure, but it's, I have a separate entry for each entry, each episode, not each adventure.
And the pause button is different from the start recording, stop recording.
Indeed. Last time on Plus Ultra, our adventurers went north, beyond the road they'd come in on, to the ruins that had come so close to claiming Imka's life. There they found Victoria, the Giona blacksmith, who was poking around the site herself. Hugh, being as he is somewhat distractible, ventured into one of the ruined buildings, the one where a stone had fallen on Imka, and which Hugh had discovered with a quick scan had some unusual features. There, he found a trapdoor, openable from the top side, but with the release mechanism from below fused. And, predictably, as the group descended into the hidden workroom below, they found that the unexpectedly locked trapdoor had turned the room into a tomb. Their exploration yielded the skeletal corpse of its former occupant, blueprints for devices beyond modern technology's wildest dreams, and a final relic of that fallen age's works. A collapsible rail rider, meant to be carried in a pack, that could expand to become a powered platform that could travel the railroad that once spanned the width of the continent, and which formed the basis of the road on which they'd traveled to Iversby. At this point, Victoria confessed. She had been looting the remains of the technology she'd excavated from around the ruins in order to build her machines and contraptions, which is why she didn't want the place leveled or plowed under. But she didn't trust the current owner, Piaris, not to sell the place out from under her once he realized its true value. The group convinced Victoria to return to Quintilianus and relate her plight. He went straight to Piaris, who turned out to be willing to sell the place for a song just to get rid of the liability, and dispelled a long-standing rumor about himself in the process. With the ruins under Victoria's control, and Tig and his associates being unable to get their hands on it without going through her, the adventurers were satisfied enough to return to Kalpsburg. There, Tig awaited them with news. They'd performed well enough on the 3 trials he'd assigned them that he and his colleagues had decided to ask the group to become roving explorers, checking out rumors of lost civilizations much farther from home even than Iversby. Now, the group traveled north to Malowen, a river town where Tig and his colleagues have made their headquarters, to discover where, roughly, they'll be going next. It's midsummer, and the towns of the northern tundra are decorated for the annual festival before the days start getting shorter and the harvest begins. The name of the place is Malowen. This is Plus Ultra. Indeed, Malowen is decorated for the festival, which hasn't quite started yet. It's like going through a town.
It's like going through a town the week after Thanksgiving in the U.S. and seeing all of the holiday decorations already up.
Pretty much, although it is actually, like, depending on when you get there, it either is midsummer or it's going to be midsummer tomorrow. So
there's a bunch of gods who have gathered for a celebration.
Yeah. You see some bandits. You're sure they don't mean anything.
Oh, no, bandits. Someone might hire us to fight them.
More likely, we're going to have to get some people out of here real quick.
Come on. Well, come on. This is the wrong set.
Oh. Mildred, did you take us to the wrong set?
Mildred just went straight to craft services.
An ox goes where an ox goes.
Mildred is currently eating the veggie platter at craft services.
Well, yes. Unlike the squirrel in the front yard, I don't think oxen go after meat when they can get it.
I don't have a problem with you eating the veggie platter, but Sen might call it into question.
I have a problem because Mildred's eating the platter. No, give me that. You don't want to chew on this. Give it back. Give it. Oh, it's covered in ox saliva. What were we doing here again? I gotta wipe my hands off.
Don't worry, darling. It's macroplastics, not microplastics. She'll be fine.
Doesn't one turn into the other?
If you chew it long enough, probably.
Come on, we're on. We're supposed to be on over there.
But
yes.
That's why I asked what we were supposed to be doing.
This way to the plot.
Maloan is a town on a river. It's named for the mill with the water wheel. It has a tavern, a general store. It's not a huge settlement. It's not even really as big as Iversby. It's certainly bigger than Kaufsburg. But it does have a house that Tig and his associates have rented. It's a two-story house that looks as though it might have a basement. There's one of those slanted cellar doors to the side. And that is where he indicates that you should park the cart. Someone has placed a trough full of hay thoughtfully out front, as well as a trough full of water. So Mildred will be pleasantly distracted while you're inside.
No. You see, Mildred's supposed to be 100% grass-fed, so can't have the straw.
That's only if you're planning to eat her.
That was the joke. That was the joke. That is not something that Hugh is actually enforcing.
One doesn't eat a well-trained ox. One eats the poorly trained oxen.
Yeah, that's why Mildred only has three legs. An ox like that, you don't eat all at once.
That's appalling.
If anyone tries to take a leg off of Mildred, Hugh is going to pretend they're an apple.
That's fair.
I love that can be a threat. Okay, ox is
parked. If anyone tries to take a leg off of Mildred, I am going to pretend that they're a manticore.
I'll simply pretend that they're have a target on them.
Can we stop talking about Mildred getting killed and go on with the quest?
Of course. Tamila will slither off when we're parked.
Speaking of manticores, it is worth noting that the road north from Kaufsburg to Maloan is heavily patrolled. Like it's a nice wide road. It's got plenty of room for both you and the guards that wander up and down it.
I'm concerned about how my brain initially parsed you saying, speaking of manticores, the road is heavily patrolled.
For manticores, I'm sure, not by manticores.
So
I presume.
It's 11.
Yes.
The ox is well protected, and we do not need to worry about protecting her.
Yeah, there's no zero chance that this ox is going to get eaten by anything.
Hugh has entered the building.
Okay.
Tamilin is slithering along as well.
It is a fairly standard two-story houses aren't exactly standard, but, you know, on the first floor, it's got the dining area and the sitting area and the cooking area, and there's a stairs up to the bedding area, and then downstairs, well, you can't see downstairs. So, I mean, you can go downstairs, but, and in fact, Tig is gesturing for you to go downstairs, but it is not immediately obvious what's down there.
Follow along, slither, slither.
This is
if
not
we're going,
yeah. Trap door downstairs down either.
There. Yeah. If we're going to our doom, then I'm sure that someone is going to encounter the apple situation.
Out of curiosity, Hugh does scan the floor to see what's down there because you said something.
It's a floor.
Yes, but he sees 10 feet beyond wood, it too.
Yes. Wood and a little bit of metal. It seems like it's like wooden furniture, and the basement doesn't seem to be just a pit dug into the ground. It's like it's got wood on the walls, and the furniture has metal fastenings, and there's some metal bits wandering around, some paper, some feathers, there is a person down there.
Oh, so it's a finished basement.
Yeah.
They probably have a rec room. They might even have a billiards table down there.
Sadly, it's a conversation pit instead.
I was sipping my water when you said that.
Sorry.
Everything is carpeted, but it's the basement, so everything is also damp.
Mm-hmm.
That's always terrible. Let's not.
Some people say the black mold is therapeutic. I don't agree.
I had a friend growing up who had a carpeted basement. They had three different carpets while I knew them.
One basement's dry, not this one.
And this one is wet, and this one is wet.
No.
And this one has a dehumidifier.
No. Yes.
As you go down the stairs, you hear a voice from below saying, "Oh, you're here.
We're here."
As you go down the stairs, this is a finished basement. It's lit by wall sconces that have what look like gaslight. And it is just full of, you recognize some of the things that you've brought back from your adventures. And it's full of other things like that.
Have they papered it in rubbings?
Not papered, but there are some hanging up. There's a board that has a couple rubbings and diagrams hung on it. There's one of those like flippy classroom boards. In the middle is a big wooden table, and behind the table is a sky. He is tall, thin. He's completely bald. You can see his fingers have ink stains on them, and he's smiling at you. He waves.
Wave back.
Also wave back.
Also wave back.
So, you're Tig's new friends.
That's us.
It's such a pleasure to meet you. My name is Jakob, and welcome to our little headquarters.
Round appreciatively. After all, it's what people like to see.
Dianan will introduce herself. Dianan. And offer a handshake, because that's polite.
Jakob will take your hand and shake it happily. He is, by all appearances, genuinely happy to see all of you.
Oh, we've been bringing back cool stuff, so good. It's always good, nice to be appreciated.
The person introduced themselves as Jakob.
Jakob with a B, I think. Yep.
Yes,
Jakob with a Y.
Which is a variation of Iago.
I guess.
Maybe.
I looked it up. Not that Hugh would be able to put two and two together, because Hugh does not exist in a time where two has been invented yet. That's a different magic. We'll need a different dragon.
How did you like Iversby?
Nice place. Everything kind of sounded like we should expect maybe trouble going in, and then we got there and found out that most of the trouble was because of people expecting trouble with various other people.
And also a ruin falling on a child. That happened too.
Yeah, but I'm counting that as it happened because people were expecting trouble with various other people. Because if people hadn't been expecting trouble with each other, then the ruin would have been fenced off already.
But then that would have been them expecting trouble. They didn't expect the ruin to fall on the child.
Well, they were expecting the other people involved to make trouble, and so they didn't fence off the ruin.
Also, I kept getting told that we arrived early. A lot.
Because we did.
Yes, but everyone needed to tell us.
It's not like they had a lot of news there, I'm sure.
I really want it to be canon that Jakob is trying to get a word in edgewise.
Poor fellow.
It's Sorry. Absolutely canon that Jakob is trying to get a word in edgewise. You were early because of the glass cans. Well, the glass jars, glass bottles. I don't know what they're called. But anyway, they weren't expecting him for another month.
Yeah, Indeed. We found out. You see, everyone told us we were early.
The apple harvest hadn't started yet.
Fortunately,
I would have thought they would have wanted some of the jars for cherries, though. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Deliver them.
So,
glass keeps.
Has Tig told you about our plans?
Find more interesting things.
It's okay if he hasn't. Just, I don't want to repeat myself. Why don't waste your time?
You said we could take Mildred with us, but not every place is good for an ox.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, if you choose the underwater exploration, I admit, we'll have to look after Mildred, and we're okay doing that. Oh, yes, we have some livestock of our own. useful for, you know, clearing land and general beast of burdenry. But you ought to be able to take your ox with you to the other three. Although, well, I suppose we could fit one of the diving suits for an ox. Yeah, we'd do a little bit of sewing and...
But would the ox like it?
Mildred's okay with the harness, but one time I tried putting a hat on her and she didn't like that.
Mm.
There's also the question of how well an ox can swim.
I've never tried to get an ox to swim, so that would be news to me too. But
perhaps the underwater, while interesting, would be less than logistically smooth.
All right. Well, then you've got three to choose from. The possible Giona ruins in the desert. We're not sure what kind of ruins they are in the forest. We just know they're there. And the Tiktakl to the south. Which interests you the most?
Any place I don't go into torpor is fine with me.
Hmm.
I'm interested in what's going on in the south. What was going on. It's not like any of it's going on anymore, but...
I mean, some stuff's still going on. Some stuff started going on again. Some stuff's going on different from what it was before, and that's just what we've seen recently.
Well, the Tiktakl are still gone, presumably.
Well, yes. Well, to the south is plains, correct?
Yes. That's the Felta.
Okay. So, Hugh is voting for going to the south because... There have been times where we had to go off a beaten path before, and planes would allow us to do that more readily with an ox cart, versus hoping Mildred just stays put and is okay.
He gestures to Milan. Is that all right with you, young lady?
If the location is not going to have the environment fighting against us as much as if manticores show up, then... Yes, that's quite fine with me. I can't shoot the environment. I can shoot a manticore.
I don't think the manticores go south of the mountains. Better. No, I haven't heard of any manticores down on the plains. We got our share of monsters, but nothing manticore-y.
The point is I can shoot a monster. I can't shoot the weather, nor can I shoot the water effectively. So,
Are you shooting large insects? Because the bugs get kind of big on the roads down to the south.
It will be an opportunity to practice my skills.
Well, it's the winter in the south, but it being midsummer here, it'll be midwinter down there. We can put you close to the equator. That will keep you warm as the weather warms up. So, you've decided to go to the south, then?
I think we're in agreement.
Indeed.
All right.
Which is good, because if we were arguing, it'd take forever.
Mm. Oh, no, I cave fairly quickly. But also, my main concern was, you know, taking care of Mildred. But if they were able to do that, we'd be able to go to a different location. So, I wasn't going to argue much.
Well, unless one of our other teams gets back and decides to take another of the locations, they'll be available.
Ah.
But let's get you off to the south, then. No sense... Postponing the inevitable, as they say.
It's neat how all these quest locations were set up behind a bar that was being run by an orc family.
I don't think they have we have orcs in this.
I know, I'm making a reference, it's fine.
Yeah, just
we kind of do. They're,
The Tuwadi.
Yeah, that's the word. The Tuwadi are kind of equivalent, but...
Are they? Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but Mork the Tuwadi... versus Mork the Orc. One of those sounds better. Just saying. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tag, if you want to go to...
Not idle, despite what it thinks when it blanked the screen. Okay.
Was it me?
No, it was
Forget
me.
Forget fighting with Foundry. Fighting with Foundry is dead. We are now fighting with Discord. And by we, I mean Beth. Specifically Beth.
No, the problem is that I hadn't been bothering to click around on the screen. I'd just been, you know, leaning back and chatting. So it went, oh, you're not actually doing anything. I'll just
shut down the screen and close the connection. It's the thing that hits EO sometimes.
Well, Tig, why don't you take them up to the circle, and I'll be along shortly with the spell as soon as I can find it. All right. I'm pretty sure it's in that cabinet over there. I'll track it down. My filing system is. Yeah, your filing system. All right, let's go. We're set up outside the city, town.
We
never get used to these little settlements.
I was in one place that called it a borough.
I thought that was a mule.
I thought so too, but they spelled it different.
Tig leads you back up the stairs and lets you take the ox cart out to a place north of the city, across the river.
It makes beeping noises as we back it out of the parking spot.
Where there is indeed a runic circle carved into the ground. It is probably about 20 feet wide. It is not an ancient circle, and it is clearly being maintained, but it is filled with salt. Not like the whole circle. The indentations in the ground are filled with salt.
Hey, this circle is... Was this an iron-on transfer? That's not canon. But the idea of a modern runic circle makes me think, oh, someone just silk screened it or iron-on transferred it.
No, it's puff paint.
Oh, neat. Hugh gets distracted by pressing down on the puff paint.
I would.
Jakob comes along about 5 minutes later with a scroll. All right. Well, if you're ready, I can teleport you now, unless there's something you'd like to do in town.
Do we have sufficient provisions for wherever we're going?
Oh, yes. Tig, you were supposed to tell them. We will have provisions ready for you at the destination, as well as a budget.
Thank you.
Budgets are always good. Yes, thank you.
Yes, you'll be provided for. This isn't, I mean, it is kind of fend for yourself, but it isn't fend for yourself, you know. As long as you report back regularly, we'll keep resupplying.
Excellent.
Hugh is
not to send you 3 crates of etchings.
Rubbings.
Yeah, I misspoke. I meant rubbings. I know the difference.
We rub the etchings.
Actually, as long as you're sending them here, that's okay. It was more that I had to carry them back.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Just gonna say, delivery drivers are fairly inexpensive.
Yeah, they made me lift them into the cart.
Oh, apologies.
Oh, yeah, you do have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Hugh is going to pay attention raptly with the whole using of the scroll to cast the spell thing to see if he can discern anything about the magic.
This is... Actually, Tig will have explained to you, this is not magic they came up with. It is magic that they have verified works. Like, it does what they want them to, they want it to, but 6 months ago it didn't. So they had a heck of a time pairing the scroll to the circle.
Oh.
And 6 months ago, nothing that Hugh is doing currently was something that Hugh could do the way he's doing it. So,
yes,
he is definitely paying attention to how they're using this magic.
Dynan is also attempting to watch with interest.
Hugh is also trying to make sure Mabel doesn't lick the salt out of the runes.
Mildred could not lick enough salt to disturb the ruins by the time Jakob is done reading from the scroll.
Regardless, Hugh assumes it would be impolite to eat the runes.
Yeah, that's probably true. Jakob unrolls the suit. Well, first of all, makes sure that you're all inside the confines of the circle and stands well back from the circle. I don't remember if I mentioned this. The circle is assiduously mowed. There are no, as far as you can tell, there are no live plants inside the circle. He unrolls the scroll, clears his throat, and starts reading off it in a language that, if it's a language, it's not one that any of you know.
It's Pig Latin, read backwards.
Malin cannot take a rubbing of it, so oh well.
Here, I took a rubbing of this. That's my scroll.
I took a rubbing of the sounds being made. That's my false.
He reads much of the scroll, says, "All right, have fun," and reads the remaining line. There is a flash of blue light arising from the ground, and you are on a vast plain. It stretches out in almost all directions. It is grasses you're not really familiar with, but definitely grasses. They look different from the grasses on the tundra. You can see trees in the distance in a couple directions that are, again, different from the trees on the tundra. And behind you, about probably a mile away, is one of the great sprawling cities of the Felta.
Wow. Impressive.
It is like, it is not, fills the horizon big, but it's big. It is not tall. The tallest buildings that you see are maybe two or three stories, but it seems to go on. Like it is a broad, sprawling, sprawling city. I keep using that word because it's appropriate.
The sprawl is 100 feet. It's a good thing we're not here in the fall. Is that all?
No, it's midwinter. Although this is actually one of the more equatorial cities, so they don't really have winter. They have it gets down into the 80s.
It's midwinter in Florida.
Yeah.
Every now and then the iguanas fall out of the trees, but it's plains. We don't have those.
Right.
Do we have iguanas?
Manticores.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't have manticores down here, they said.
They've got other things.
I'm sure.
I think Ellie was trying to describe this, and then we bantered.
Sorry.
It's okay. I am perfectly happy to have you banter.
Well, yes. Every GM loves the banter, but still. I want to know more about this place.
around the edges of the city, it's more like... The buildings are more... They're not ramshackle, but they are more tenty. Like canvas roofs rather than... Canvas roofs and poles rather than... bricks and stucco, which is what the rest of the city looks like. There are, you can see even from this distance, there's a guard post along the road that's about 100 feet away from you. You're not sure why they put the teleportation circle so far out, but it is what it is. Maybe there's a ley line going through here or something. Who knows?
Perhaps they didn't want people to move armies through.
Also true. Or possible, rather.
There's also the chance that, you know, when you teleport into a space, if someone or something's already there, I've heard of different stories about what happens to what was there before and what was trying to be there.
It does seem like it might be inconvenient at best.
The word displacement was used a lot. Enough that I started to understand what it meant.
I see.
Not a good word.
I'll keep that in mind.
So we should head in.
Yeah. Oh, hi. And there is indeed a Felton to the side of the circle waiting for you. Yeah, I can take you to the depot. It's just outside town. My name's Dillis.
Dinan, nice to meet you.
And it's a pleasure to meet you. So you're the Northerners, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess you and your cow can come this way.
Is Mildred a cow?
Well, yeah.
I thought she was a... all right.
Oxen are cows. Well, bovines. Bovine's the name of the species. Everything else is, like, job title or gender. Or both.
I just know they go moo.
She goes moo and she pulls carts.
Yeah, seems useful.
Very.
You mind if I climb in with you?
No problem.
Offer hand.
Dillis will climb in and gesture over to the road.
I could take you to any of the major cities. Wait, no, that's Skyrim.
At least it's not a giant bug that you climb inside.
So, you're finally awake.
Oh.
Dillis will take you up to just outside the city. The closer you get, the more you realize that the city is loud. Like, not It's loud in the sense that there are a lot of people talking. It's not like the city itself is booming or anything, but
there's so many people.
This is like anime convention an hour after opening.
There's a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
You doesn't see, like this.
I imagine. You see, this is a fairly cosmopolitan city. You see members of all species going around, trading with each other, talking with each other. What you know is that the Felta are traders. T-R-A-D-E-R-S. Not traitors.
Yes, they trade.
They trade. And their cities are stereotyped as being enormous bazaars. You can find just about anything in a Felton city, and there is surprisingly little risk of theft. Not because there's punishment for it. Like, the laws are not particularly draconian. It's just so frowned on that nobody does it. And it isn't like, you know, theft in our society is generally pretty frowned on. In Felton society, it's considered like you steal because you weren't skilled enough to get a good deal on it. Like, if anybody finds out that you have stolen something, they will never deal with you again. It's possible that there are plushes of various monsters. But right now, Dillis is leading you to an enclosed... It's basically a supply depot. I need to look something up really quick because I realized I forgot to do it before.
One small crate of beef jerky, one large crate of vegetable jerky.
Probably pork jerky for the sake of not offending Mildred.
Mildred's not having any.
Yeah, but she's giving you kind of a look.
And the best part is you just add water, and then it's almost like real meat again.
Mm-hmm.
Even the vegetables, which is kind of odd.
My concerns, they are vast.
I mean, it's a little leathery for a carrot, but tastes the same.
Vast.
Dillis will provide you with several weeks' worth of non-perishable supplies, as well as some fresh supplies to get you started. She will also provide you with some cash. It is in the Felton currency, which currently doesn't have a name. Not because it doesn't have a name, but because I have not bothered to give it one. And they're coins of various denominations.
This GM knows and fully supports this economic system.
Does she provide us with a map?
Yes, she does have a rough map of where the group is pretty sure there are some ruins under the plains. And also the locations of the city, the major cities and some minor settlements.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. It would be awkward to get lost.
You are at the northernmost of the major cities in Felton territory, because it's closest to the equator. They are being thoughtful of Tamilin's unique environmental needs.
Tamilin is glad.
And there is a potential ruin location about a day southeast of where you are.
A day by normal traveler speed or a day by ox cart?
It's actually about the same speed. Well, it's the thing is, it's not clear whether there's a hypotenuse road to get to it.
I could just stand behind Mildred and cast repel.
But the plains are... Well, at least the plains between where you came in and the road are level enough that it's not going to be a problem to take the ox cart off road.
I'm sorry. The idea, I'm the one who brought it up before, but the idea of off-roading with an ox cart.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
There's giant rubber tires on the sides of the cart. Mildred has a 4x4 logo on her haunch.
Mm-hmm.
My concerns become vast once again.
There's a bumper sticker on the back of the cart that says, problem, no problem. The word problem is upside down. The words no problem are right side up.
Mildred has a snorkel for those river crossings.
Yes, you're right.
Is there anything else you want to do? Well, I guess, I mean, I can just let you go do it. Is there anything else you need from me?
I have no idea. Probably not. Look at the others.
I'm good.
Are there any warnings about local dangers that you should be giving us?
There are the usual sorts of monsters, but...
Well, what are the usual sorts of monsters?
She will give you a rundown.
Okay.
And then during the break, the GM will make them up.
That's fair.
But, almost forgot, you are going to want this. And she hands over to, actually, she, what she does is she clamps a device to the front of the cart. Now, be warned, this only has a couple hours charge at a time. You need to, what you do is you tap this silver button on top, and she doesn't tap it, but she, like, lays her hand on it to indicate.
Tapping it.
Yeah. And this will, I don't know exactly how it works. It's something about supersonic sound, which doesn't seem right to me. But anyway, the monsters around here really don't like it, but it doesn't seem to affect livestock. So we put it on the livestock so that, you know, nothing predates them while they're out in the fields. If you've got to go underground, and you probably are going to have to go underground, you're going to want to turn it on so that nothing tries to eat your cow.
Oh, that's useful.
That's good to know.
I think it lasts about 3 hours, and then you've got to let it wait for 3 or 4 hours to spin back up.
Well, I don't suppose there's a way of, like, charging it up faster or making it last longer?
No, sorry. Not that I know of.
Yeah, if I think of something.
If you figure something out, patent it.
I'm really good at doing something once, except, that one time I made it so I didn't have to eat or drink anything. I was able to do that twice, which isn't a lot, but it's strange that it happened twice.
Huh. What a unique talent.
Well, no, it happened twice. It wasn't unique.
Perhaps you'll figure out how to do it again more reliably.
That'd be neat.
Anyway, I'm going to let you have this conversation while I'm somewhere else.
Have a good day, and thank you.
Oh, you too. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Don't forget to report back every couple days or so.
Oh, yeah. How do we come back?
Yeah, if you go to the closest city and ask around for a guild member, and they'll be able to report back on your behalf.
I'm assuming also, we know the really, name of this really, guild.
Yeah, I have not come up with a fancy acronym for it, but yes. I don't have a stone or anything I can give you, but to talk to us. But you know, if you find a guild member, you can report back through them, and we've got one of those circles that. Every one of the big cities. So just go to a big city and find someone. And
well,
worst case scenario, hire a courier at one of the small towns. You know, wait for a passing courier. Tell them you need to get a message to the guild. And, you know, give them some money. And they'll get a message to us.
Thank you.
But as long as you keep checking in, we'll keep restocking the depots.
Thank you
very
much.
I may adopt that, Crash.
But the Guild of Unique Individuals Looking in Dungeons, otherwise known as the Guild?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I am going to do that. It is the Guild of Unique Individuals Looking in Dungeons.
Someone thought the acronym was hilarious.
Yes. It's recursive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. PNG is not GIF.
I'm so meta, even this acronym.
It is now when we take our break.
Yeah, I think now is a good time for a... I think now is a good time for a 5-minute break. Let's keep it to 15. And as the characters leave the city, whose name they still don't know, but it's on the map, which I will provide before next time, we pan across the beautiful green and brown grasses of this vast plain with mountains to the north and some hills in the distance to the south. And that's where we're going to end it.
Milan is so glad she's not afraid of open spaces.
See you next time for season 3 of... No.
I'm back, baby!
Oh, no.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by Beth, Crash, and EO. Jen seems to be not doing great, so We miss them, and we hope they return soon.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, I'm given to understand that somebody writes books.
That would be my player. I believe that you can find them on this giant spider web of small things you look into, screens, they call it. But they're made of glass, not of Anyway, you're supposed to type in elizabethmccoy.com, and that will bring you to a list. And then you can acquire them either by exchanging currency or by going to a library and borrowing them online. And speaking of other things that you can do online.
Well, my player has this website called aaronbsmith.com, and he puts recordings of us and other people going on adventures there. I'm a little creeped out by the fact that he's able to record us doing this.
It's probably magic. Don't worry about it too hard.
Actually, if it's magic, then I kind of want to figure out how he's doing it. But regardless, AaronBSmith.com is where he puts all those. And he has patrons that give him money to do this. They go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. There's a list here of the people who do that. Ellie, Lived Roman, Paul, Shanshen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie, or as Beth insists on pointing out, Ely, saying, goodness, they seemed like nice folks. I really hope they have a good time down there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Wait, it's not going to be season 3? We have to hang out at craft services some more? Wonderful!
You're not complaining. You're not complaining. You're bogarting all of those cookies, though. Give me some.
Okay, you can have the cookies. The candy corn is mine.
You're welcome to it.